Hey, Nick.
Hey, John.
I need you to do something real quick. This is going to be interactive.
Okay.
It's extremely important.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, listen. You're not the only one that's listening. It's the NSA that's listening. So I'm going to speak a little quiet.
Okay, they won't hear you.
I need you to type MAP into your iPhone.
Okay.
Okay.
Hang on. Just where? Like
in iMessage. In iMessage.
iMessage, okay. Let's see.
It stands for...
MAP.
It stands for Measurable Accurate Planet.
It's flat.
And this is Stranger Still.
Birthday to you.
Oh.
Happy
please
birthday
stop.
To you.
Please stop.
Oh, sorry. happy birthday.
We did it.
We did it. We made it a year.
Yeah.
Of this podcast.
July 20th.
Yeah. And this is our 52nd episode, which means that we've been doing it for a year.
Well, not yet. Our next episode is going to be closer to the 20th, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's 52 weeks.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's pretty dang good.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
It's exciting. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Stranger Still. It's a podcast where we
interrupt the questions they never thought to ask. I'm John Vegan.
And I'm Nick Wood. How you doing, man?
Pretty good.
It's been a while since I've seen you. I've been on vacation. I just want to tell all of our listeners.
I could tell by your tan.
I'm a little tan.
Look at that.
No one's noticed today.
I did.
I can tell by the tan lines of where my flip-flops have left a tan line. It's pretty great, isn't it?
That's pretty good.
I'm really excited for today's episode.
Yes.
I'm like, this is one episode where I went into it thinking one thing, thinking the earth was flat.
Right.
Sorry. Thinking the earth was round and coming out of it with a surprising conclusion.
That's right. That's right, Nick. I can't say bad words, right?
I am officially a flat earther now.
Wow.
After doing my research.
Cool. Where can they find us, Nick?
I'm not a flat earther. Flat earthers, if there's any of you listening out there, you might want to buckle in because we're going to make fun of you a lot.
We're going to take you downtown to Truthland.
To Truthland.
We're going
to
give you a full 12-ounce serving of truth. Hold the butter.
Add extra salt.
Extra salty.
What are we talking about this week, John?
Flat earth.
Yeah, we're going to talk about why people think the earth is flat.
Mm-hmm.
Because from an outsider's perspective, you might sit there and think, how in the world can people think the earth is flat? And I am going to help answer that question today.
Good.
And it's one of the most hilarious things I've ever researched. I got done researching it, and I turned to Shelby, and I was like, this is really funny. That's all I could say. I forgot to say up top that this topic was brought to us by Sean on our Facebook page.
Oh, yes.
So just... quick shout out to Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
We'll say it again at the end, but
yeah.
He was just like, hey, have you guys done that? I was on a flat earth, and I was like, I really want to now, Sean, so we're gonna, and then here we are. So if you have any ideas, go put them on our Facebook page. We talked about it a little bit before in our Lies That Teachers Taught You episode, but humans have known since way back in BCE times that the earth is round. It's a dumb myth that before common earth, that people thought the earth was
flat. Before circular earth.
That's better.
Okay.
We'll go with that one. But there's a myth that people thought that the earth was flat and that you could fly off the end of it. In fact, way back then, Pythagoras, you know him?
Yeah, he made that theorem.
He made a theorem, yeah. He used maths to prove that the earth had a curvature. And this was like 300 BC or something like that.
Yeah, he's like, earth, you nasty. Look at them curves.
Look at them curves.
Yeah.
So, again, just to reiterate what we talked about in that other episode, Christopher Columbus didn't think the earth was flat. If you want more on that information, just go listen to that episode. I'm not going to give it all to you here so that we get another listen out of you. But for a long time, this surprisingly seemed to sit well with religious leaders, which is pretty interesting because in the Bible, it says that the earth is flat. and you remember what happened when Galileo used his telescope to prove that the Earth went around the sun instead of the sun going around the Earth?
Yeah.
They ostracized him.
He got thrown into the jails.
Yeah, they banned all of his works because he was in the Catholic Church's view. They were in power at the time. They said that he was trying to reinterpret the Bible, so they banned all of his stuff and were like, you're a fraud.
Oh my God. Could you imagine if people tried to reinterpret the Bible?
Yeah. It's today? Such a funny thing. I think we'll talk about that in a second here.
Okay.
Because it's really funny. With evangelical people, but I could be wrong. At the time, as religious powers were coming into power, they didn't have a problem with the fact that people thought the Earth was round. And that might be because the evidence had been around for like thousands of years, but even more recently, people might have just like flown in planes and stuff.
Yeah. You mean flying lies? That's what I call them.
Flying lies. Planes are false. So anyway, all of that's fine and dandy until the rise of evangelical Christians. Do you know anything about these guys?
We talked about them a little bit with why, you know, the certain sects of them that want to convert gays to be not gay.
Yeah. They believe in a strict interpretation of the Bible.
Right.
Which depends on your interpretation of the Bible in the first place. Because if you listen to any of their explanations for scripture in the Bible, they will say, well, this word in Greek actually means this, but in this Bible it says this. So we're going to go with this Bible's version of what it says instead of the original Greek to fit what we want it to say. And then they'll do that vice versa, where they're like, we don't like what this Bible says, but the original Greek says what we like it to say. So we're going to go with that one.
Yeah.
And I tell you all this because evangelical Christians will do all these mental gymnastics to try to get the Bible to fit their theology, whatever they think is right, while also saying that they strictly follow the Bible. And the Bible says that the Earth is flat.
Thank goodness there's more than one version of the Bible to follow.
I know, otherwise we'd be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
But that's where we get the modern idea that the Earth is flat, is mostly from these evangelical Christians.
Ancient evangelical Christians, right?
No, like the 50s. Oh. There were a few groups before what we know as the Flat Earth Society, but the actual like first Flat Earth Society was formed in 1956. Super recent. Evangelical Christians.
Wow.
By a man named Samuel Shenton.
L.
Oh.
I'm so sick of these
monkey fighting snakes.
Earths on this mother fighting planet.
The TV flat version of Snakes on a Plane. He says monkey fighting snakes on this fighting plane. But this group, largely formed by evangelical Christians, were into, quote, alternative science.
Oh, sweet.
So even before alternative facts, we had alternative science.
Yeah, alternative dinosaur bones. You can listen to our fossils episode.
Yep.
Which is also evangelical Christian.
Yeah. Man, we talk about these guys a lot.
Poor fellas.
Sorry, guys. They also hated NASA, and the name Flat Earth Society should say it all, but I figured I should give a proper definition. They are a group of people that believe that the Earth is undeniably flat. That's it.
All right.
There you go. They have this map of what the world looks like, and I'll explain it now, and I'll try to explain it again later, because it's kind of hard to wrap your head around. Just imagine a CD, like a disc CD. The center of the CD is the North Pole, and around the rim of the CD is Antarctica spread across that entire rim.
Okay.
And then all of the countries and continents are like spread out in that space, like they would be on a map, on a globe.
And the center's
the center's the North Pole.
Right, yeah, it's not empty like a CD. That's
right.
The only difference.
That's the only difference. You don't fall through the center of the North Pole, as far as I know.
Well, if you did, you'd meet Brendan Fraser.
Oh, that's how they filmed that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know. I remember watching Bedazzled, and that was decent, right?
Yeah.
Was it? Was it a good movie?
I don't even know, because I watched it when I was a kid, and like I didn't have any sense of judgment on movies back then.
Yeah.
Now I'm just a pretentious movie prick.
Right.
So.
What
was I talking about?
You could be in a boat on a cruise, and the captain could say, "Hey, this is your captain.
I like that every time someone does an impression of a captain, it's always, hey, it's your captain here speaking.
That's because the first captain was Obama.
Makes sense. He's a time traveler. Not many people know that.
My boat is going to go through some turbulence. some waves. We're going to head west. And all the flat earthers are like, no!
We're going to fall off. Actually, you can't fall off because... I was going to save this for later when we get into the flat earthers' beliefs because it just gets
you just
funnier
reach
and funnier.
Winter.
No, there's a 150-foot ice wall all around the perimeter of Antarctica that would keep you from falling off.
Oh, phew. Close one.
And they literally say on their website, what's beyond that? No one knows.
Oh.
It's not space.
Wow.
Space is not real.
So I know that you don't watch Game of Thrones. I've been watching it. Uh-huh. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Just big giant ice wall. What's beyond it? We don't know.
It's basically, maybe that's where they got the idea.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, as near as I can tell, the original Flat Earth Society's popularity peaked at around 3,500 people, which is way less than I thought it would be for how popular it is and how many people know about it.
Yeah.
And then it fell out of fashion when Sputnik was launched into space and then circled the Earth, like satellites do.
Oh, man, what a bad day for them, though.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure some people were like, no, it's fine. But no, it really fell out of fashion as soon as we started getting into space.
Man, I got my weekends freed up now.
I don't have to go to that dumb meeting at the Civic Center.
I guess I'll go believe in aliens.
Yeah.
On Earth.
Well, yeah. They started out as a religious group and fell out of fashion, and more recently they've sprung up, as I think a lot of people know, and it's not really tied to religion anymore. It's really based in conspiracies. So yeah, like, let's go believe in aliens or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of ironic following or joining of the Flat Earth Society, but a lot of unironic flat earthers that is kind of frightening as far as our educational system goes.
Yeah.
Luckily, it's mostly people from America and the UK, so there's hope for the rest of the world.
Yeah.
But apparently the Flat Earth Society that's here today has gained 200 members every year since 2009.
I bet you so many of those are ironic.
They've got to be. Yeah.
I did join... What episode did we have recently?
I don't know. Well, there's 51 other ones. Got to go back and listen to.
There's one that was like... just these past few weeks that I had to join a group to try to help spread the word.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Mandela Effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a conspiracy group, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. That's a big group.
Yeah.
That was a big Mandela Effect group. And people would say stuff like, oh, my God, I used to have a red car and now it's blue.
Just super mundane stuff like that.
Yeah, just stuff like...
that's obviously false.
I remembered this show from 50 years ago, and it was like about this bear on this cartoon, and like now it's a fox. By the way, I'm 18.
Ah, yeah. It's like trying to be like Candle Cove.
Yeah.
But like Candle Cove is just a really good story.
A lot of people in there, I think, are just there to...
troll.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too bad. Anyway.
What a waste of time.
I know. So anyway, 200 people have joined every year since 2009, and it's probably spiked due to some new celebrity endorsements, which we'll get to later. A lot of the people, I have no idea who they are, but the newest resurgence, like I said, has moved away from religious aspects and has moved more toward what you'd think of as a typical conspiracy theorist group, like the Truthers. Or, I don't know. That's the only group I know. Abductees, whatever you... like those kinds of...
the 9/11 truthers?
Yeah.
All that? Yeah.
But they've gone to this way of thinking that any and all divisions of the government are lying about everything, and it's all because they want money. So, for instance...
kind of, but no.
Well, example here. So, apparently NASA... faked space travel way back in the 60s to get public support and get the government funding it, and then they embezzled all that money.
Yeah.
I really want someone who actually believes this to go speak to someone that works for NASA, and not one of the higher-ups, just like a normal Joe that just like does IT work or something boring, and just see how that employee reacts when they say, hey, you work for a company that embezzles all this money and you're not seeing any of it.
Yeah, you should fight back. Dude. So I'm just realizing something right now.
Yeah.
That when I was a kid, people, when you're a kid, you like spread rumors and mm-hmm. like do all that fun stuff. And one of the theories, like conspiracy theories that would go around was, did we actually land on the moon?
Yeah.
Yep. Like when I was in like fifth or sixth grade, I remember people talking about that. Mm-hmm. And at the time I was like, I don't know, it's plausible, I guess. But like, we probably did, right? We probably did. And then I grew up and I was like, yeah, we definitely did. That was so stupid.
Yeah.
I never thought about it again. But now... in today's world, in today's context, to think back that was equivalent to the Earth is flat, and to think that that's equivalent to, like, 9/11 didn't happen, or shootings didn't like all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Yeah, can I just? I had a like 2 hour long argument with my brother in law recently about conspiracy theories.
Okay,
and first of all, he called me too mainstream, and that I'll believe anything the government tells me.
Sure.
All because, like, I wasn't down to believe that, like, 9/11 wasn't an inside job and, like, all the moon landing stuff wasn't faked and all that stuff. I'm too mainstream because of that.
Right.
What I told him, and this is my definitive argument on it, I can go on and on about different reasons why, like, 9/11 did happen and the moon landing did happen and all of this stuff. But it all comes down to, in today's world, we have how many people on the internet and how many people lining up to spread inside secrets about the Trump administration or stab each other's backs or speak out against an organization that they worked for in the government, all on the internet, WikiLeaks, all this stuff, and nothing has come out about 9/11 being an inside job.
From a credible source? Yeah, it's all from, like,
yeah.
YouTube.
Well, yeah, it's just people speculating on YouTube videos. There's, like, not an actual government employee that has come out and said, yeah, this happened. Or not a single person has said, not a single person has taken a picture of Bigfoot or something like that. No one's been able to take any pictures of Area 51.
Well, there's another thing that you're alluding to. Do you like that word? We've talked about that. If you believe in one, you usually believe in a lot.
Yeah, it's because you just stop trusting authority. Yeah. And yes, sometimes we've done 2 episodes on conspiracy theories that ended up being true, where the government was lying to its citizens. But that doesn't mean everything they say is a lie.
Well,
why does everything
thing.
Have to be a lie?
A lot of, I think there is a lot of lies. I mean, there are a lot of lies. There is a lot of lies. But it's so boring in real life.
Yeah, so we just have to make stuff up to make it more
exciting. No, the real lies are like, I said that I would
spend money on this.
Spend money on this instead. Yeah, and then I don't.
Yeah.
Or this money is going to be donated to this charity, and then you didn't.
Yeah.
Not like there's aliens and monsters and they're lizard
people. They're underground
and,
in New Mexico. Yeah. Sorry, I got really heated there.
Oh, that's good.
Let's get back on topic.
Okay.
So, as far as the Flat Earth Society goes, it's kind of hard to pinpoint who it is anymore. Mm-hmm. Back in the 50s, it was just like one group. And now there's like a million different websites out there. There's alaska.net/tilde CLUND/E_flatearthsociety.htm. There's TFES.org. There's the FlatEarthSociety.org. And plenty of others. And all these seem to be separate people claiming to be the Flat Earth Society. So I don't know which one is, like, actually the Flat Earth Society. They all have the same information, though. Like, not verbatim, but, like, they all have, like, this is what we believe in, and this is the lies that people are spreading to you and stuff like that.
I could think that, I could see them saying, like, well, why would we just have one website when we could have 10?
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. And it's taken a long time to get here, but I think it's time we finally get to what the Flat Earth Society believes in.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about how they got there.
I like recording here. I like your chairs.
Yeah.
I wish they had seatbelts.
So you could strap in. Actually, no, I'm going to switch it up because I think it's easier to go over their quote-unquote evidence first and then talk about their beliefs.
Okay.
Because it's like a chicken or egg thing. Like, they both are so out there that I don't know what order to put them in.
That's very polite of you.
Yeah. we'll go with evidence first. So, just keep in mind the mental gymnastics I talked about earlier, because that's going to come up a lot.
Okay.
And so, besides the fact that
this is modern day on their websites now.
Yes.
Okay.
I got some of this from an article on Live Science. I got a lot of it from the FlatEarthSociety.org. And couple bits and pieces from those other websites, but not much. Like, the FlatEarthSociety.org had it all laid out in a forum post, like 3 different posts.
Okay, and we're going to put all this stuff up on our site.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to strangerslowshow.com, you can read through it.
Yeah. Besides the fact that authority is always lying to us dumb people down here.
Right.
Why do these people continue to believe that the Earth is flat? What is their evidence? First of all, any and all photographic evidence can easily be doctored. So you shouldn't believe it.
Right.
And if you're going to go based on what people have said or what scientists say science says, physics says, all that stuff, you can't believe them. Because one of their fundamental beliefs is that you have to base what you believe the world is based on what you can observe. So for instance, and this is in all facets, but for instance, let's say you're looking at the horizon on top of a mountain and it looks flat. Then the earth must be flat.
Yeah.
Because you have observed it being flat.
Yeah.
So it's flat.
Okay, cool. I'm convinced.
Right. So that's like their core belief right there, is that you can only base what you believe on things that you personally have observed, not what other people are telling you. Which, on the surface level, I think that sounds fine.
That's called skepticism.
Yeah. Skepticism is fine. I have no problem with that. But...
Thank you.
I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'm just getting so excited. So... Anyway,
okay,
you're looking at a horizon.
Yep.
It's flat. Then you go up higher and you say, well, it looks kind of rounded from way up here, 2,000 feet. They will say, and this is a direct quote from their website, it's also worth noting that if a person were to look down at the earth from high above, they would expect to see a circular shape where the sun's spotlight was shining. This explains why high-altitude photographs are generally curved to produce the illusion of a round horizon.
Hmm.
It's because the sun is a spotlight, and it's only showing a little bit, so it's curved where the sun stops.
Oh, cool, 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 cool.
They also believe that the sun and the moon are spotlights.
Okay.
Yeah, so the sun and the moon are these two little spheres in the sky. For some reason, the sun and the moon can be spheres, but the earth can't.
Okay.
And they just hover above the earth at 3,000 miles above where we are, but like above sea level. And
both of them?
Yeah, both of them.
Okay.
And they circle around the North Pole. So remember that CD shape?
Yeah.
They just kind of circle around that. And the way that day and night is created is they're shining light wherever it's day. The sun is shining light there. And then when it's night and you can see the moon is shining light there with its spotlight.
So there's like a yin-yang.
Yeah.
Spinning around.
Yeah. And beyond that, the stars is just a plane. It's just a backdrop. It's a flat little picture of stars that is 3,100 miles up. Just 100 miles above the sun and moon.
Oh, so all the stars are tiny, 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 tiny.
Yeah, they're actually tiny. They're not giant balls of gas.
Cool, okay.
Way bigger than any human can fathom.
Right.
No, not that. Which might make you think, well, if the sun and the moon are circling the North Pole, how do we get seasons? Well, I'm glad you asked, John, because not only does it circle around the North Pole, it also moves up and down the plane of the Earth. So that circle will expand out toward like the outer edges. And that's how you get winter and summer.
Cool, cool, cool.
Because it's moving towards, the sun is moving down towards South America.
Yeah.
And that's why it's hot down there, and it's farther away from North America, so it's cold up here.
Wow. Wow.
Isn't this great?
Yeah.
I love this.
So, okay. I don't know what you're going to talk about next, so I don't want to like get ahead of myself. Yeah, I have so many questions, though.
We'll save your questions okay. For the end. Sorry, I got ahead of myself with the beliefs. I wasn't going to do that. As far as evidence goes, they also have this famous experiment called the Bedford Level Experiment, where this dude took a telescope, held it level to the ocean, looked at a boat on the water, and then started moving away from it, keeping the telescope level to the water. So if there's a curvature, as he's moving backward, the mast would move into his telescope. Like the boat would move down or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Well, it didn't.
Oh,
when he went for
man.
6 miles, 6 miles, and the boat didn't move in his telescope.
Oh, my God.
So, there, it is flat.
Okay. So, why are we doing this episode,
yeah,
then?
Yeah, so, well, later that experiment was debunked using more advanced equipment, a thing called a theodolite,
mm-hmm.
Which is, like, used to measure angles, and he used that to prove, using a similar experiment where he used stationary poles instead of a boat, and instead of a telescope that you are holding with your hands, he uses this theodolite and proved that there is a curvature of the earth using that same theology that he used for this experiment.
Oh, you forgot to mention the boat was sailing towards him at the same speed he was
going
6 miles.
Oh, man, whoops.
Like, wait, we gave you the wrong telescope.
Yeah. So, of course, like, once you show this evidence, they're like, well, I didn't observe that, and I'm not going to go do that experiment, so I don't know if that experiment actually works or not, because
uh-huh.
That's their theology. There's been countless other experiments, like some dude just took a level, like one of those workshop levels on a plane, and it remained level the entire flight. How weird is that?
Wow.
It's called gravity. You idiot. That's just how gravity works. These people are just so smart. They also found an old map that is like, it was made probably in the 1500s or something, that backed up their design for the flat earth, like that disc shape with the North Pole in the middle, Antarctica around the edge, and that giant ice wall. They also had maps back then that didn't include the Americas.
Yeah, or that had giant, like, real sea monsters in the water.
Yeah, you can't just be like, well, we found this old map, so therefore our theory is right.
Yeah. They also used to draw, like, penises all over, like, statues and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. But most of all, their evidence is literally that you can't trust what other people say. You have to observe it for yourself and then trust what you have observed. Mm. That's their evidence. That doesn't stop them from believing all of this other stuff that I'm going to go into. I already talked about the sun and the moon and seasons and whatnot. I came across an article, like I said, on Life Science that had a lot of this laid out. And I swear, none of this is a goof. None of these are jokes.
Everything you said so far sounds like some garbage I'd make up at the end of an episode.
Yeah.
In a recap.
Yeah. It's not. That's the best part. Are you ready for the rest of their beliefs?
I'm ready.
Okay. As I said before, all space travel is faked.
Right.
This was for socioeconomic gain against Russia and for our own economy or whatever. People that have been to space and taken pictures of space are lying. It's one of their beliefs. The sun and moon are those spheres. Just making sure I'm not forgetting anything. Oh, during a lunar eclipse, since we have to explain lunar eclipses, there is an anti-moon that shows up to cover the moon.
Oh, yeah, and it just chills?
Only during lunar eclipses.
Okay.
But since the Earth is flat, one of their things, they had like a Q&A on their website. And one of the Qs was, well, why hasn't gravity turned the Earth into a sphere? That's why all planets are spherical. It's because gravity pulls all of the matter toward the center. And if there's matter outside of other matter, then it collects on it and it turns into a ball.
Yeah.
That's how gravity works. Well, good thing that gravity just doesn't exist. It is an illusion created by the Earth, this little flat disk, being propelled constantly upward at a rate of 32 feet per second squared, which equates to 9.8 meters per second squared, by a force called the dark force.
Oh.
And yeah, since we're constantly accelerating, they then say that Albert Einstein's theory of relativity says that we can constantly accelerate without ever reaching the speed of light, which is not true. Like, they're misquoting him.
Good, 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 good. So again, so now, okay, gravity doesn't exist.
Yes.
So if I were to jump off of the planet somehow, yeah, get over that 150...
Well, hang on. If you jump, then the Earth is going to catch up to you using this dark force. And
okay, but let's say that I climbed up the top of that ice wall,
uh-huh,
and I just like whoop-a-doop right, yeah, off into space. I'm going to stay still. I'm not going to fall.
They don't know what's outside
but
the giant ice wall. Did I talk about the giant ice wall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but let's say I did. It would just keep going up. It would just float away.
They don't know what's outside the giant ice wall, so maybe, maybe not. Maybe, yeah, there's something out there that we don't know about.
Right, like facts.
Like facts. So yeah, if you throw something up in the air, it's not gravity bringing it down. It's the Earth moving toward that object.
Cool.
Super cool. So like I said before, you can't fall off the edge of the Earth because there is that 150-foot ice wall keeping you there. Anytime that you think you've gone around the world, you've actually just like circled the North Pole like the sun does. You're just like constantly turning.
Oh.
And you just don't realize that you're turning, I guess.
Yeah.
Which brings me to the last thing I want to talk about, which is things that they don't talk about, which is...
All pilots are liars.
All pilots are liars. Well... If Antarctica surrounds the entire world, how come if you don't just go straight, you don't always end up at Antarctica?
Listen, you didn't go to pilot school, okay? But I did hear something, okay? I know. I watched a YouTube video.
Yeah.
The first thing they teach you is, okay, guys, here's the deal. We taught you how to fly planes, and, you know, congratulations. You just have one more lesson before you graduate from the
always
academy.
Always slightly tug right.
Always slightly go right. Always.
Always, always, always.
And don't you dare tell anybody.
Yeah. Not a single person could know about this. Don't tell anyone on the internet. Don't take pictures of you, selfies, slightly holding it right so they know.
Yeah. But good work. Congratulations. You're,
yeah,
you're a pilot.
You're a pilot. Here's some money. The other thing is, what happens if you cross Antarctica? If it's spread out across the rim, you can cross Antarctica. What? Like, literally, you can just, like, go across Antarctica.
Yeah.
in real life, you can do that, but not if it's spread out across
everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's because of the wall, dude. Come on.
You notice the wall.
Well, I bet you could find pictures of it that. But those might be fake because they photos can fake. Be doctored.
They
Nicholas,
can be doctored. You're right. Sorry, I'm so stupid. And if their theology is that you can observe, you only trust that you observe, how can they come up with all this other garbage? Like, yeah, there's a 150-foot wall, but no one's ever seen it. But it's there, and I'm supposed to trust you saying that, even though you just told me not to trust what people say unless I've observed it, and I haven't observed it. Same thing with, like, the dark force. You can't just, like, look off the edge of the earth and be like, oh, there's this dark force
let
pushing
me,
us
let
down
me, there. Let me bring up a point yeah. that's going to make that argument infallible. I used that correctly. Bro, listen to me. I'm
bro,
trying to say
I'm listening,
something.
Bro.
Okay. What do you have that's so much better?
I got, like, an iPhone.
What do you think then, huh?
I got, like, an iPhone. Oh,
gravity?
Yeah, gravity, for one. Actually, that kind of solves everything if you just bring gravity into the equation.
So. The brevity of gravity.
That's disgusting. Did you have any other questions that I didn't answer?
No, I just kind of want to know what happened if you drill through the bottom.
Oh, crap.
How thick is it?
I didn't come across that anywhere, how thick they think the Earth is.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have an answer for that.
And what's it look like on the bottom? There's black, like, dark, cold rocks?
It's probably just, yeah.
So
it's probably
not thousands. Hot in the middle?
No, it's not.
Oh, sure. I was so worried about this global climate change thing.
Well, right. When you dig down, the Earth is cold, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's always colder under there. Because there's not actually a center of molten lava in the... It's not lava. It's
that sounds ridiculous.
Right. If that were there, when you dig, like, 5 feet underground, it's going to be warm. But it's not. It's cold. So
yeah.
Maybe that helps their theology. Whoops.
Send it in. Get a Q on there.
Get one more Q. Give me an A. Do you want to recap?
Yeah. Yeah, so basically you should only believe what you can see observably, you know, which makes sense because you don't want to believe in like all of the garbage that's thrown at us every day by the media,
the mainstream
media, the mainstream people.
Yeah.
There's a perpetual lies system that is being thrown at us. And one of those lies is that the Earth is round. So, the Earth's flat. There's a giant 150-foot ice wall surrounding the exit of it. There's a dark matter force that is consistently pushing us up at 32 feet per second. Come at me. We also have a... spotlight sun and a spotlight moon, which is nice because I always wanted to have highlights in my I love being in the spotlight. It's another thing right there. The world's a stage, literally, so go get them.
Beautiful. So thanks again to Sean for putting that on our Facebook page. If you would like to send us an idea, where can people do that, Sean?
They can go to our Facebook group, which is Stranger Still.
Yeah, just search for Stranger Still. You can also type in facebook.com/group/StrangerStillShow.
Yep.
You can also find us at Twitter at Stranger Still.
StrangerStillShow.com.
That's our website. Do you want to learn about some famous people that are flat earthers?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, there's one person on that list that I know is going to bum me out.
Oh, who?
Ronda Rousey.
She's not on this list.
Well,
there's not a lot of people on this list. Let me see if I can find a better one. I got two articles, one from People and one from Metro. All right. I don't know who, like, any of these people are. Tila Tequila?
Yeah, Tila Tequila.
I don't know who that is.
She had a show, some kind of love dating show.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, but that makes sense. She's also, like, different.
She's just different?
Just a little bit.
Huh. I'll have to...
She likes to stand out with her radical views.
Oh,
that's all.
Just for probably popularity. B.O.B.?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the more recent ones.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. Sherry Shepherd is apparently from The View. I don't know. That's it on this website? That's the dumbest website I've ever seen.
Well, Ronda Rousey is rad, right?
Yeah.
She should be called Radna Rousey. And she's a UFC fighter. She's awesome. She plays a bunch of Pokemon, like, religiously, and she's, like, the coolest. And then I found out she thinks the Earth's flat.
Yeah.
It just made me sad.
That is really sad. So, okay, I've got a better list here. Shaq. Everyone knew Shaq, right?
I also don't... He now says he's joking.
I doubt that. I doubt that he's joking.
He says that he was messing with people and trolling people on the podcast.
No. No, that's not how you troll. Kyrie Irving. He plays for the NBA.
He was on the same podcast.
No, was he?
Maybe.
I don't know. AJ Styles, he's a wrestler, says that the theory shouldn't be discounted. These are from the metro.co.uk.
You, if you're listening to this angrily.
Yeah. there's a bunch of other NBA people, apparently. Hang on. That's like the big ones, apparently. So that's all I got. And Bill Nye is a flat earther. So
right. Yeah.
That's all I got for this week. Till next week.
Hold on. Update.
Yeah.
Jokes are funny, and Bill Nye is not. And the hate mail
is not a flat earther. Not funny.
Oh no, he's very funny.
Yeah. He's not a flat earther.
Hate mail to Nick at Nico_odd.
Yeah.
For that one.
Yeah. And till next week.
I'm still John.
I'm still Flat Earth.
And this is
Stranger
Nicholas
Still.
With, oh. Who's
what?
I'm still John.
I'm still Flat Earth.
And this is Stranger Still.